KD2AIT listening. KD2VLA, this is KD2AIT. Do you copy, Clint? Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booneville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booneville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ. Hi, Jeff. N2OYQ, good evening, Jeff.
KC2MBU, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's three. Start at the top of KA2ZZ. Good evening, Jack. I hope you and the wife there had a good Christmas. And what's going on tonight?
Yep, we sure did. My daughter joined us for dinner and so on and so forth. So anyway, we had the whole family, you might say, here at the house. And other than that, let's see, we got a little bit above freezing today, up to about 33, maybe 34. It didn't last too long. And we're down to about 25.5, and I just tested the my beam, and it doesn't seem to be turning. So I'll have to check that out tomorrow. But other than that, it was a pleasant day. Not a lot of sunshine, but at least no snow. 7-3's all around. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, it sounds like you had a good Christmas then, and well, hopefully the it's not a big issue with the beam. Maybe there's just something frozen up there. But well, we got a little bit of snow here over the last couple days. I don't know what the grand total is. It don't look like a lot. Maybe 5, 4, 5, 6 inches somewhere in there, but not a crazy amount. It's kind of fluffy, so it's hard to tell. All right, Jack. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. Let's move up north there to N2OIQ. Dan, what's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff and Jack and Ray and anybody else who might be coming in. This is N2OIQ here, and we got, 28 degrees at the present time, and so it makes it not too bad the evening outside there. And now we've been watching circus football. They were ahead up until here about 5-6 minutes ago. Then Wisconsin got a touchdown, went ahead. So I hope the circus can go back and hope they win. But time will tell. Anyway, we didn't do much today. Just put around outside a little bit. It was kind of a nice afternoon, and so not too bad for it being too cold. So we spent a lot of time out there. And then this evening, like I said, just watching football here, and then see what tomorrow brings. So back to, and I hope everybody had a nice Christmas. We had a nice Christmas here, so hope everybody else had a nice Christmas. And talk to y'all later. And to a like, you'll care.
Okay, Dan. Well, good luck with the SU game. I'm not watching it right now, but it sounds like a nail biter. Okay. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later there, Dan. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. Got a question for you. What would cause, I just hooked up a silver trailer, and I replaced the plug on the trailer end. And no matter what I do there, the when I hit the left or the right blinker, just both blinkers come on, no matter what. Everything else works, running lights work, brake lights work, obviously the four-ways work, but I don't know. Maybe you've heard of something like that before. I'm thinking it's some kind of ground issue, but I don't know. I'll send it off to you, though. KC2ME, what's going on?
Well, we got 25 degrees up on the hill here. The start of the day by plowing snow and put on lots and lots of snow tires for people, and I'm just getting ready to call it a day. It's a short week. We were open Monday and open Friday, so we're trying to cram a week's worth of work in 2 days. Are you sure your wiring's correct? Because the brown wire is connected to both taillights. And I guess what I'm asking is, are your parking lights brighter than your blinkers?
That I don't know, if the parking lights are brighter than the blinkers. I would believe so. You mean, because I mean, when I had the headlights on, you could see the blinkers.
Well, when the headlights are on, it's a twin filament bulb. When the headlights are on, you're supposed to have a lower power bulb. It's just not as bright.
Roger, yeah. Yeah, when the headlights are on, you can see the lower bulb, and then when the blinkers come on, it's brighter.
Are you saying that when you put the right turn on, both blink?
Affirmative.
And they're blinking the same time? They're not alternating?
Roger, the same time.
You've got your turn signal wired onto your brake light, or shorted to your brake light line. Let's see, right is green, left is yellow, white is ground, and brown is parking.
Okay, it was going from 5 wires to 4, and the instructions I got were, well, see, I'm colorblind, so I had to rely on my son a lot when I was wiring it up, but the two wires we had to splice or wire into one, and that seemed to be working right without doing, if I just left that one wire out, only the parking light would only work on one side, and then when I spliced them together, it worked on both sides, so just like they said it would. I mean, I'm almost positive I got it wired up right, but everything I've seen online about it says it's usually a ground issue when that happens, but I'll have to double check it with me. I'll get the wife out there. She's color better than all of us, I guess.
Yeah, you've got your parking lights and brake lights mixed up. Now, if they wanted the ground issue, the lights, something will get dimmer. One light will get dimmer when the other one lights.
But even though the brake lights work, when you step on the brakes, they work normally.
Yeah, but what you're seeing is the parking lights, which is a lower wattage filament.
Okay, well, I'll take another twist out there tomorrow and see if I can't straighten it out. I don't know. All right. Well, thanks. You got anything else there to report today?
Sometimes you can't use just an adapter. You have to use a diode box if you're going from a three-bulb system instead of a two-bulb system.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It looked like the standard four-prong plug, but the problem was it just wouldn't fit. There was like a housing around it, or I don't know what you call it. It's not a housing. It was just like a piece around it. So if that piece wasn't there, it would have split right into my regular four connector there, but it just it wouldn't. So I went down to the trailer place there in town, and that's what they recommend I do, was just to swap out the plug. So I don't know that much about trailers and wiring. Trailers are not something I do very often.
Okay, the question I have have is your turn signal a separate light? In other words, does it blink yellow or does it blink red on the back?
It blinks red. There's only one color back there. I don't know if you copied that. I just said there's only one color in the back on the taillights. There's two, you know, there's two taillights on the left and right. And they're just the same color. I'm colorblind, but they're not any different colors. They're just one color.
What vehicle is it? Is it American or is it imported?
Oh, you mean the truck lights? Well, the truck lights are, yeah, there's red and yellow.
Okay, well then you need a diode adapter. NAPA sells them for about $20. What's happened is it's back feeding from your brake lights over to, you see, on the trailer it uses the brake lights and the turn signals are the same bulbs. And on your truck, your brake lights and your turn signals are different bulbs. And you can't just hook wires together and expect both the turn signals and the brake lights to work properly. But they sell they call it a 5-wire to a 4-wire adapter. It's basically a couple of diodes encapsulated in plastic. And it'll run around $20 in Napa.
Alright, well I'll have to go down there and take around with it. Alright, thanks Ray. I don't want to hold you up on that. I'll take a swing down there at Napa tomorrow and pick that up. I just want to get the thing legal so I can get it inspected. It's I still only got about 4 days left on the temporary inspection, so. But alright, thanks Ray. That'll give me, just writing that down now, diode kit 4 to 5 to 4. Okay. Alright, thanks. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, I finally got it all together today, obviously except for the blinker light working right. But I took the trailer up to camp today and took the snowmobile into camp for the first time, and everything seemed to work fine. I was able to get the thing on and off of it by myself. Get down in there. It was nice. It took about 3 or 4 minutes to get into camp instead of the snowshoeing in for 20 minutes or so. So it was a nice, easy way to get in. And everything was fine up there. A lot of signs of deer. I got back here and just kind of hung out for a little bit and watched the TV with the wife. That's all there is to report. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2AIT. And final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Dan, and Ray for checking in tonight. Thank Ray for the advice there on the wiring. That's going to come in handy, I have a feeling. And say 73 to anyone who's listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can help, please.
KC2MBU, good evening. No traffic.
KC2MBU, hello, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations for us then? Any other stations for us then? With or without traffic. Ray, thanks for the check-in, much appreciated. Have a good weekend. Have a happy new year, if I don't talk to you before that. And 73s. KA2000.